I made it, and I cut. She wanted it with lace ruffles. Back then they were, you know, big. They were pretty then to me back then. And she wanted lace ruffles from here down and sequins up here with the ruffles. Well, we went to Atlanta. Joe and Dean was living up there then, too. And we found the sequins by the yard. So I figured about how many yards I would have to have the sequins. Well, you couldn't find lace. You couldn't find that much lace nowhere. They couldn't even mold it for me. As many yards as I thought I would have to have inch lace. So I ordered some lace material. And I sit, I don't forgot how many yards I ordered, but I sit and I cut inch pieces. I gathered them and I put them on that dress from here down. And it just
stood out.
And we put satin under it. Of course, she had, back then they had those stiff skirts, you know, to go under that.
What color was
it? It was white. And I made her a red one. Well, I made her a blue one. And then in her junior year, I made her a red one. But then I cut the ruffles out of the net. But she wanted this with lace. And it took me over a week to make it and do my other work, too. But I got so tickled at Larry. He's just older than her. Well, he's 7 years older than her. She come along kind of by herself. And he was just as interested in what I made for her as she was. And he was going to school at ABAC, which is a college over in Kempton. Mm-hmm. And he'd come in every evening and say, "How much, Mama, have you got worked on it now?" And he thought that was
Yeah.
And it just fit her to a T. And I know her escort that night, she wouldn't let him see it. He'd be out here, you know, and she done told him at school, you know, what I was doing. And when he come out that night, he brought her red roses. And he stepped in the door and he seen her, and Lord, he stepped back and he was just amazed. He said, "You didn't make it." I said, "I believe I did."
Is this her husband now? She married
No, she didn't marry him.
You know, like in the living room here, you know, like changing the subject a little bit, but getting back to the rooms. Mm-hmm. You know, these ceilings are, you know, how high are they, you'd say?
They're supposed to be 8 foot.
8 foot.
Uh-huh. But they're not quite because we panel.
Oh.
We panel this.
Mm-hmm.
See, it was all painted.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the painting on these walls until I got too old for such work is that.
Yeah.
And I said, "Let's go for paneling."
Mm-hmm.
And so me and my husband did it.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to saw off about an inch and a half. So it's supposed to be an 8 foot. And probably is up, you know,
yeah,
to the boards. It
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
But we also had this ceiling put in.
Yeah.
They had that did done before we put up the paneling.
Yeah. You know, like I noticed you don't have a fireplace in here?
No.
Or anything? Well, did you have, you know, like, you know, something like that in your first home that you had?
Oh, yes, sir. I was raised with a fireplace.
Yes, yeah, so you know all about
it. I love those fireplaces.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if there was a place in this house to build one, and there's not but one place, and my husband won't do what I want him to do,
mm-hmm.
I want him to take this wall down and let this be in a whole living area,
mm-hmm.
and put us a fireplace right down in the center, between the two windows in this in that room.
That'd be pretty.
He won't do it. But I tell you what we had here when we moved here. Back then they just had heaters. They didn't put fireplaces. They had heaters, and we had a heater right there in that corner.